The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Up next on The Believer's Walk of Faith.
I don't care who it is. Stop looking at the person, whether it's a man or whether it's a woman. Start looking at Jesus. He is the one that's going to save you. He is the one that's going to heal you.
Hello, Bill Winston here, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Praise God. Well, we have an exciting program for you today. We're talking about restoring the years. Now, let me say something about you that maybe you might not know. You have unlimited potential. Praise God. You see, God made all of us after His own image. And when you get born again as a believer, that's where divinity meets humanity and they team up together. Praise God. And what we're saying here is that when you start striving towards that unlimited ability, you're going to have to put your flesh under and your soul under. You're going to have to be led by the Spirit. Now, this is a powerful teaching, but you can get there. Unlimited potential. Let's go into it. It's called Restoring the Years.
It's not us that God is looking to make this happen. It's the Christ in us that's going to make this happen. See? Because if you're going to have to try to do it in your own flesh, first of all, it's not enough. But next of all, God doesn't want you to get any credit. Are you with me? So two things. One, let's look up the fact that it's Christ in you that does this. It's the grace of God. And then the next thing, let's look up the fact that Satan does not want you to rise. He does not want you to occupy strategic positions of influence. Okay? All right, let's look at the first one first. All right, look what it says here. Zechariah 4:6, not by might nor by power, but by more of what? Spirit, saith the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 9, put it up, please. 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 9, look what it says here. He says, and he will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail. In other words, God doesn't want your human strength in it. He knows you got your PhD, he don't want that. He's going to use what he's going to give you. Look what it says over in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 5. Not that we are sufficient within ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of who? God. Let's look at that same scripture, please, in the NIV translation and see what it says in the NIV. Not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God. Got it? Our competence comes from God. Let's look at it in the CEV translation, please. We don't have the right to claim that we have done anything on our own. God gives us what it takes to do all we do. All we do. Thank God that you've worked and got degrees, got this and that. But when you come into this fight against the devil, he doesn't care if you have 15,000 PhDs. He doesn't care if you have experience up the wazoo. He doesn't care what you have. He knows one thing. Without the anointing, you will not defeat him. The anointing is the most feared thing by the devil on the earth right now. And that anointing is in you and on you. Say amen to that. Amen. Let's go to another one. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given unto me a thorn in the flesh. Who is this talking now? The Apostle Paul, a messenger of Satan to buffet me. Lest I should be exalted above measure. Let's go. For this thing I besought the Lord how many times? Three times, that it might depart from me. But the Lord, he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect, come on, in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I would rather glory in my weaknesses or infirmities, that the power of who? What does Christ mean? Might rest upon me. So Paul knew that it was Christ that he had to rely on to get him out of every situation. Say amen to that. Amen. Let's look at Daniel. Daniel chapter 1, please. Daniel chapter 1. This is all good. I said this is all good. In Daniel chapter 1, as you know, Daniel and them were taken in captivity. Verse 17, please. As for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and what? And dreams. All right, now this is kind of interesting because I want you to see something here. Over in 1 John now, little John, 1 John and chapter 2, he says here, starting at verse 20, but you have an unction from the Holy Ghost, and you know how many things? All things. So if something comes up and you come to a crossroads, guess what? The anointing, the unction, is going to give you the answer. Look at verse 27. But the anointing which you have received of him abides where? In you. And you need not any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things and is truth, it is no lie. And even as it has taught you, you shall what? Abide in him. The anointing is truth. And sometimes people don't want the truth. They don't want the truth. You get a funeral, and one of the most favorite passages is taken out of Job. The Lord gives. You've heard it. And the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's just what whoever's doing this does. Now, first of all, that ain't true. The Lord does give, but the Lord doesn't take away. Now, we saw that he took that from that man who had buried his talent and put it up there, but he did it because there was nothing being done with it. But if your God's got you on an increase, he's not going to take it away. Don't be blaming God for that. He didn't do that. Amen. The devil did it. And sometimes you can't tell people this because it doesn't make them feel better. Well, we got to stop functioning out of our feelings. Amen. Folks, do you realize that's why a lot of people can't get Mark 11:24 to work? Yes. Mark 11:24, put it up there on the scripture. Now, you can't get any plainer than this right here. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Now, what they want in this is believe and feel like you receive this and you shall have them. And I'm saying that's been the church, and that's why we can't stop the violence. Because to get God to move, you're going to have to take the feelings out. Because if your feelings are in there, your belief is not. The Lord gave is true. The Lord took away is what was written. And the reason why it was written, because it was written for our own understanding that God doesn't take away. The devil took that away. And they go to funerals and we preach that to make people feel better. But Jesus, I like his approach, he just raised him up. to show you that God didn't do that. This is what we got to do pretty soon. Now, unless you tighten up your spirit like this, then you'll see that increase and dominion are going to be difficult for you to achieve. Because all the enemy got to do is shake your feelings. I remember when we used to sing the song, "This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made." And I remember some sister come down there, "Pastor, you know, we sang some other songs in our church. We used to sing, Please Don't Pass Me By, and Near the Cross." We stayed there. And also we played, and that's all right. But God said, take them out of feelings. Because if they're going into Canaan, the enemy is deceiving because of feelings. If they, you can take them out of feelings, you can get them in there. Now, I know, because some people come and say, well, he's just teaching the word. What else you need? What? Tell me. See, let me say this. If you don't have the word, you can't develop any faith. And if you can't develop any faith, you can't please God. And if you can't develop any faith, most of what God has for you, you will never see it. I'm here to get you everything God died to provide. Jesus died to provide. Say amen. Amen. And I'm going to wean you off that bottle because you are no longer a baby. Now watch this. We're going to start preaching on the anointing of vengeance. Because God wants you for this to be the last week you're going to go through what you've been going through. And some of you want a king. See, that's what's wrong with the election right now. You want a king. See, you want this, or you want that, or you want him, or you want her, and so forth and so on. But God wants you to want him. Because if you can want him, it don't matter who is there. You see, the man ain't your king. The man in there now is not your king. Jesus is your king, and he's the one that's going to empower you to stop the crime. Yes. Don't make me preach. I don't know who you are, but I know this. If I'm talking the truth and you still want a king, you're not going to like what I say. Because you are an idol worshiper. And I'm going to tell you, if there's one thing that stopped the children of Israel in the wilderness that made God angry, it's when Moses came down and he saw they had made a calf. You have made an image, and you want somebody tall, dark, and handsome that look like God. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't care who it is. Stop looking at the person, whether it's a man or whether it's a woman. Start looking at Jesus. He is the one that's going to save you. He is the one that's going to heal you. Country has gone far enough. When you don't know what bathroom to go in, you are in trouble. Now watch this. They made laws to keep it in place. Now this is what happened to Daniel. So Daniel now was being raised up. Put it up there real quick. Praise God. Can I have a couple more minutes of your time? Listen, I don't care if you don't like BW. I want you to like Jesus. I want you to like him. I'm not trying to make a name for myself. I'm here on assignment. And I'm going to break it down to you, and I'm going to tell you everywhere where you are wrong. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give account unto them and the king should have no damage. And then this Daniel was preferred above the princes, presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him. The excellent spirit. Where did he get the excellent spirit from? He got it. Watch it. Yeah, he got it from the anointing.
Amen.
See, the anointing will quicken your mind.
Amen.
The anointing will give you thoughts that you can't think.
Amen.
Come on. And not only can you get a quickening of your mind, you can get quickening of your body.
Amen.
So the anointing will give you strength or give you healing that you normally won't have. But to do this, you got to back off of that world and come back to God. I'm telling you, God is not sharing stuff with the world. God is only going to send you into the world. Look what it said. Then Daniel was preferred above all princes because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king should set him over the whole realm. Watch this. Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could not find occasion to get a fault for as much as he was faithful. Neither was there any error of fault found in him. So I'm just saying, if people who didn't know God before cheated on your income tax, now that you say, the devil gonna point you out. He gonna try to find something that he can report to the IRS so that he can come and get some loss in your life. Say amen. So you're going to take care of income taxes. Say amen. There's nothing wrong with trying to find ways to save on taxes. Say amen. But I'm saying that render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's and to God the things that are God. You need some more taxes, money? You need to come up a little short? Believe God for it. Sow a seed and watch some God do it. And he said, these men, and we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning his God. Watch this. Then the presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said unto the king, live forever. See, they're pumping him up now. And the presidents of the kingdom and the governors and the princes and counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask petition of any god or man for 30 days shall say, thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. Now the king established the decree, signed in writing, that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which author is not. Now notice what they did. They have framed Daniel. They have got him in a place right now where they are trying to eliminate him. Why? Because Satan is trying to keep you from being promoted. But what the good news is that in Psalms chapter 75 and verse 6, your promotion does not come from a man. Say amen to that. Your promotion cometh neither from the east or from the west or from the south. Come on. But God is a judge, and he puts down one, and he'll set up another. So you don't need to be all bent over when the boss won't recognize you and so forth. All you do is take it to the judge. Let the judge adjudicate your case. That Lord, all right, you with me? So what did they do with Joseph, Daniel? They threw him in the lion's den. Am I right about that? Look at Daniel, date Joseph. He was rising. And notice, Mrs. Potiphar came to him. Hey, Joseph. Hey, Joseph. Hey, Joseph. And notice, Joseph didn't go for it. What you want, woman? He didn't go for it. Kind of pushed her back. Come on, y'all. Don't hate. He pushed her back. And notice, she went and told a lie on him. See, if he'd have slept with her, she'd have told it. And now he didn't sleep with her, and she'd have told that, too. See, if you do it, you're going to be told off. You don't even trust the system at all. That system is not your source. You are in the kingdom, and you're a kingdom citizen, and God's got you covered. He got your back and your front. God's got your paycheck. If they short you, come to God. They threw him in the lion's den. What happened to him? The lions wouldn't bite him. Why wouldn't the lions bite him? Come on, come on. Why wouldn't the lions bite him? Amen. Hey, same reason they won't bite you. Same reason they won't bite you, because they can't even think it. They can't even think it. God can take the thinking out of a man's mind. He's a heart fixer and a mind regulator. And I'm telling you right now, Pharaoh couldn't even think about killing Moses. Because God can control a man's mind. What happened next? The lions wouldn't bite him. Nebuchadnezzar came in the morning. Daniel, is your God able to save you? He said, long live the king. He ain't mad about nothing. Long live the king. Stop poking your lip out. Long live the king. Pull him out of there. And everybody that framed him, he took them, their wives, their children, the dog, cat, and the rat, and put them all in that den. The Bible says the lion bit the bones in half before they hit the ground. Don't tell me them lions wasn't hungry. My point to you is, I don't care what they're trying to do to you or what you've been going through, this is the last week you're going through it. I said, come on, give God some praise. We got to get out. I said, come on. God's going to heal bodies. Come on, 3 weeks. God's going to be healing bodies. God's going to be restoring people's lives. Come on, God's going to bring money back that's been stolen. Come on, 3 weeks. That's going to be miracles in 3 weeks. 3 weeks of miracles.
You were designed for a purpose. You were not designed to merely survive through life, no matter what your situation looks like. It's not too late for God. Now is the time to operate in the power of God and take back what was stolen from you. This is your season of restoration. Call right now at 1-800-711-9327 or go online to BillWinston.org to receive your very own copy of the 4-message series, Restoring the Years. In this Revelation Pack series, Dr. Bill Winston expands on the most powerful force in the universe, the anointing. These messages are sure to increase your knowledge of how to walk continually in the Spirit and trusting wholeheartedly in the Word of God. It's time to reach a higher level of influence and receive the generational increase you are meant to have. When you call today, you'll receive this collection as your choice of CD or DVD, which is designed to offer you continual encouragement and inspiration to take dominion and advance the kingdom of God. And if you order right now, you'll also get The 1,000 Times More Anointing, single teaching on your choice of CD or DVD. This life-changing message by Dr. Winston will strengthen your belief in the burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God. You'll learn how to use the anointing to produce His results in your life today. Peace, comfort, strength, abundance, prosperity. It's all yours with the anointing of the Holy Spirit in you. It's now time to declare the manifestation of God's original purpose and plan for you. Call right now, 1-800-711-9327, or visit us online at BillWinston.org.
My name is Mildred Maddox. I'm from Hattiesburg, Mississippi. I became saved some years ago, and after giving my life to God, I had a hunger and thirst for to know His word. I was hearing preaching, but no teaching. And one day I happened to turn on the TV. This man is talking about faith. What is faith? I had read about faith, but I had not been taught on faith. And I started listening to his teaching. And from his teachings, from those broadcasts, it taught me how to live by faith. How to start speaking, my whole mindset changed. And when my mindset changed by listening and applying the word of God, my whole life turned. I was working for another person, and I stepped out. I said, God, you said that you shall supply all of my needs. And through listening and applying the law of confession and faith, God blessed me to open up two businesses that I know I could not have done, because everything around me said, no, you can't, you know. And through that, one of them, every day at 10:30 in that business, my TV is on to Bill Winston's ministry. And all of my clients that comes in there, even the ones as a regular clients, they already know if they get there at 10:15, Miss Mildred, you don't have the TV on. I say you don't come on until 10:30. They are hungry. I have had people to come in and just sit and listen to the teaching on that 10:30 service, and came in and asked me, what must I do to be saved? And you know, and I just say, I thank God. I credit all that to God connecting me through broadcast. I had never seen him before, never been around, but through broadcast in all those years that he connected me with this ministry, and it connected other people, drawed other people to Christ, and it have changed my life. And I just thank God, because if it wasn't for you all that was partnering at that time that the ministry could go through the television where I could get it, I don't know where I would be right now. So I say thank you all, and I thank God.
Thank you, Bill Winston Ministry Partners, for helping us take this message of faith to the world through the Believer's Walk of Faith broadcast. We are reaching millions of people with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not a partner yet? Sign up today and be a part of what God is doing through this ministry. We are transforming the world for Christ, one life at a time. Doctors Bill and Veronica Winston are dedicated to seeing lives changed through the power of prayer. Our loving and highly trained prayer ministers are ready to pray and agree with you. We know that prayer can turn around any situation in your life. Contact us by phone at 1-877-543-9443. Or submit your prayer request online at billwinston.org/prayer. Follow us on Periscope and Facebook to join us for our regular live prayer sessions. We want to thank our partners who have made this prayer call center possible. Together, we are transforming lives throughout the world. If you are not a partner, we encourage you to pray about joining us in partnership and be a part of the wonderful work that God is doing through this ministry. We love you and look forward to praying and partnering with you. The mission of Bill Winston Ministries is to preach the gospel of the kingdom throughout the world. This broadcast has been made available to you through the faithful support of Bill Winston Ministry partners and friends. We invite you to become a partner and join Dr. Bill Winston as he trains believers how to live independent of this world system and have dominion over it. Thank you, Bill Winston Ministry partners and viewers, for your continuous support of the Believer's Walk of Faith broadcast. The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.